Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Adam McKelvey is the best in the business. He covers the Brewers, Brewers.com, writer for MLB, and I think we've extracted him from the clubhouse. So the Brewers have a workout today. It's going to be a beautiful day for a workout. I don't think it's overly rigorous. I don't think they're running sprints out in the outfield, but they also open up the clubhouse here, kind of a way to kind of keep juices moving and flowing, and a great day to play baseball or just sort of practice it. That's what they're doing today. We've pulled Adam from the clubhouse at American Family Field. Hi, Adam.
Hi. Yeah. If I sound stressed, you know, it's that kind of time. But we get a little clubhouse time today, and then we won't see him again until Friday. So we need to check on William Contreras. We need to see if we can figure out if Jacob Mizorowski is part of this NLDS roster and sort of how he'll fit, and just sort of see what else is going on in there right now. But we think it's going to be just kind of a normal, like, BP-type workout today, and then tomorrow and Thursday, Pat Murphy talked about wanting to do a lot with intent, which I think means like simulating some game situations. Some clubs open it up to fans and play a little scrimmage. The Brewers thought that didn't feel quite right for this group, so they're going to simulate some things and get after it tomorrow and Thursday.
Is there talk in the clubhouse actually out loud about the ultimate goal for this season of going to the World Series and hopefully winning it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Christian Yelich talked. We had a really good chat with him the other day, and there's a story coming to Brewers.com today about to me, he's been the voice of reason for this club whenever they've needed it this year. Much more vocal, according to the people who know him, than he's been in past seasons. Kind of a reflection of the young makeup of this roster and what this team needs. But he told us the other day that, I mean, that's the ultimate goal. And he talked about sort of having a sense of what that would mean to the city and how it would change everything forever, because he knows that they have been, you know, the fans have been disappointed by the first round exits, their last visits to the postseason. Nobody is shying away from that. And everybody obviously wants to write a different story this year. And he is aware that you win the World Series, you go to the World Series, really. And it kind of changes everything for this group, because this group has undoubtedly put together the best stretch of baseball the franchise has ever had. And they don't get a lot of reward for it because they've had these first round exits. So he very much wants to change that.
Okay, and how about your timing there, Adam? Because as you were saying, it's coming out to Brewers.com. I just got a push as you were saying that from Brewers.com with your article. Perfect timing.
Well, perfect timing. You know, I'll tell you, to spoil the article or tease the article for people, I asked him, like, if you're the voice of reason, who do you go to when you need that voice? Yeah. And I thought it was fascinating. I talked to both of the guys he mentioned. It was Jace Peterson, who's kind of part of the Brewers. They call it the high performance group, kind of a confidence whisperer to players who's still involved with the team. And Bryce Terang, who's 25 years old, you know, in his third season, a budding player. But Yelich says he's learned a lot from Bryce Terang as well, and he likes the Terang's kind of calm mindset. He happens to be at the neighboring locker as well. So those guys are often the last two around the field, and they sit around and talk baseball. And Yelich says he's learned as much from Terang as Terang says he's learned from Yelich. So I thought that was kind of cool, and that's the basis of that story.
Adam, if the Brewers could take their pitching from, I don't know, mid-July and just sort of move it to the postseason, it would be incredible, right? Because you'd be talking about a healthy Brandon Woodruff, Quinn Priester performing well, Freddie just coming off an all-star appearance, Miz the talk of the town. Now Woodruff is injured, and you mentioned it earlier, I don't know what they're going to do with Miz. I have no idea where he would fit in the postseason. His stuff is great, but when he's bad, boy, things really go south quickly, and in a postseason series, that could be damaging. That could be the death blow. What do you do with Miz?
Well, I'm going to write that tomorrow, and I've been talking to some people the last couple of days, and I think Jacob Mizorowski is going to be pegged for a very prominent bullpen role because he is a power right-handed arm, and power plays, particularly in the postseason when the hitters are up there squeezing the bat a little bit tighter and the emotions are a little bit more heightened, that sort of arm really plays in the postseason. And the loss of Shelby Miller, I know it was noticed. It's not like it didn't go unnoticed. I think it's been underappreciated, though, what a big blow that was for the Brewers, because he was pitching high leverage, big innings for the D-backs, is a very good veteran arm, a power pitcher, and could have played a really big role kind of in that area beyond Abner Uribe and Trevor McGill as a right-hander. I think Miz is going to step into some – he has a chance to step into that kind of a role. He's going to have to throw strikes, obviously. But I think there's going to be a rather prominent, maybe a surprisingly prominent role for him. That's my guess right now, with the caveat that they don't have to set the roster or make any of these decisions until Saturday morning when the rosters are due.
I'm kind of curious from people in the sports circle how they feel about, and I really want to know what your thoughts are on this, as far as how you would compare this year's Brewers team to the 1982 World Series team.
The 82 team had much more facial hair, much more hair in general. I think they had a higher blood alcohol level.
Oh, jeez.
Much higher. And it's so hard to do. When you think about, I don't know that this is appreciated, what hitters have to face when they go up to the plate these days. And you can just see it sometimes by eyeballing highlights. Take absolutely nothing away from the talent of players in the 80s and 70s and 50s with the Milwaukee Braves. It's a different sport now. It's a power game now. The stuff is nasty. The pitchers are out there for short. If a starter gives you five innings in the postseason, you know, boy, that's a deep start. It's just a different game now. And the challenge is the same, but it's also completely different, I think, in that you're just facing all of this power, stuff. So it's unfair, I think, to compare eras. It's a different – it's funny, it's the same game, but yet it's completely different when you look at them side by side.
So Levering wants the Brewers to face the Cubs. He's got something in him that says, I want this opportunity for this team to play the Chicago Cubs. It would be ratcheted up to a different degree if the Brewers and Cubs played in the NLDS. Dom Catronio says, give me the Padres all day long. I like that matchup, Brewers against the Padres. Now we ask you the same question, Adam.
Well, we're all biased. And I've asked people around the ballpark about this. I actually got asked this in a chat yesterday. And I think whatever your job is determines what your answer is going to be. I mean, I would love to get in my car and drive to Wrigley for game 3 and 4.
Right.
Instead of getting out. Having just done that last week, that flight back from San Diego is not fun. It's not good. Especially at hopefully what the Brewers believe is the start of something. So I'm fine if it's the Cubs. It'd be incredible storylines, a great rivalry, the Pat Murphy-Craig Council thing. But I certainly understand that there's people around the ballpark here who just want no part of that because of the extra drama, because of the Pat Murphy, Craig Council thing, and all the drama that surrounded Craig Council's departure. I definitely see it both ways. You know, the Cubs would bring all those storylines and all that sort of on-field slash off-field drama. The Padres would bring one of the best bullpens in the sport, and you better have a lead by the fifth inning. So both of them would be their own challenge. And honestly, guys, would the Brewers be underdogs in both series? I mean, I think we're safe saying that. They have the best record in baseball, and I think whoever they face in the first round, Vegas is going to have them as underdogs. And that having that mentality is part of what made this Brewers team good, to get a little momentum going, they get a little swagger, and they're kind of off and running.
They've been underdogs for 7 years. They outpunch
like
their
time.
Weight class every single year, but they have more division titles than postseason wins in the last 5 years. That's the disturbing part.
And, how do you judge that? And look, Murph sort of – I had some quotes from Pat Murphy when they clinched the division in St. Louis on this topic, and they didn't really get a lot of run. I'm surprised they didn't, because he made the case that teams should be judged on their regular season records. I think there's a lot of fans out there who would totally dispute that and say, no, you're judged on what you do in the postseason. And you're judged on winning championships. And the beauty of sports and baseball is that we can all sit there and argue which one of them is right.
How closely does the Brewers organization watch these games now leading up to when they play between the Padres and the Cubs? Like, who's watching closely? Or are they just kind of taking a peek in? I mean, sometimes you hear about the other sports and they're watching tape and doing all that kind of stuff. What's happening on our level here locally?
Well, there's an incredible amount of scouting that goes into preparing for series. A lot of it is video scouting. A lot of it is data analysis. And if you've been at the ballpark this year and looked up in right field, you've seen that big building basically being built onto what was the upper deck. That's all for those types of people. The front office has grown so much because teams have so many data analysts now that are building these scouting reports and video packages that they've just outgrown the offices they were built in the late 90s and early 2000s. So they are watching very, very closely. The coaches are watching very, very closely. The scouts are watching super closely. Again, the beauty of this isn't true just of baseball, but who knows what tiny little thing, one tiny little tell about a pickoff move could lead to a big stolen base in a big game and be the difference between moving on and going home. You never know what that's going to be, so they have a lot of people watching every tiny little thing and building these binders that then will be studied going into game one on Saturday.
Love that.
Pretty amazing stuff here. We do know there will be baseball here, games one and two of the NLDS in Milwaukee. Saturday is game one. Adam, it sounds like you're at the airport.
Sounds
they're trying to rake the dirt, and I'm standing on it. So I'm going to go inside the clubhouse and see what I've missed.
Be careful out there, Adam. We appreciate it. We'll check in again soon.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, bye, guys.
Adam McAlvey writes for Brewers.com. Pretty amazing stuff. He highlights an article that he's written, and bloop, it pops up right in your window screen there.
Yeah, I was like, wait, this sounds exactly what he's talking about. Let me hit, oh, yep, it is.
Sure enough, yeah, he's not faking it. Awesome stuff. Check out Adam's work at Brewers.com. Always really insightful. Great insider here for us.